Speaking at the opening of a trade show in Hanover, Germany, U.S. President Barack Obama reached out to German Chancellor Angela Merkel, who has faced criticism over the way she handled Europe's biggest refugee crisis since World War II. While Hungary and other nations began building fences to hold them back, Germany registered a record 1.1 million asylum seekers last year, mostly from war-torn Syria, Iraq, and Afghanistan. Standing next to a visibly moved Merkel, President Obama praised her reaction to the many people seeking shelter.
She is on the right side of history on this. In this globalized world, it is very difficult for us to simply build walls. She is giving voice, I think, to the kinds of principles that bring people together rather than divide them.
Yet while Obama was still in Germany, Austria already announced additional border controls to hold potential migrants arriving illegally from Hungary, while Poland said it would send 120 border guards to help Greece protect the European Union frontiers. Obama also said that when it comes to demonizing minorities, loud voices get attention. But Obama made clear that Europe and the NATO military alliance should tackle Islamic extremism and do more to stop Islamic State militants. He said he had already approved a plan to send up to 250 mainly special forces to Syria to help fight local troops against the Islamic State group, also known as ISIL.
A small number of American special operations forces are already on the ground in Syria, and their expertise has been critical as local forces have driven ISIL out of key areas.
The deployment will bring the number of American military personnel in Syria to roughly 300, up from 50 now. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.